Now, President Trump is eliminating foreign assistance programs for three Central American countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, saying they aren't doing enough to stop people from leaving those countries and immigrating to the United States. The president is also threatening to shut down some or all of the southern border with Mexico, while the Department of Homeland Security deals with what it's calling a crisis level of immigrant families in custody and asylum claims to process. Fernando Pizarro joins us now. He's a Washington correspondent for Univision. Fernando, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Now, the State Department's talking about eliminating aid for those three countries, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, about $500 million at stake right now. Can you tell us what this money is usually meant for and how it's used?
This money is usually given to some private organization sometimes, and it is not very clear usually how it's distributed. The president confirmed today that he had made the order, gave the order yesterday to end this this aid, which is not something he had not threatened to do before. This was not totally new when he mentioned it for the first time on Friday. He was touring Lake Okeechobee in Florida with the governor of Florida and some Florida lawmakers, including, for instance, Senator Marco Rubio, who is part of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, who is probably not very happy with the tone that the Trump was taking with about this aid. This aid goes for organizations, for NGOs. Some of it goes to the government. It's mostly to fight crime. And as you know, the three countries you mentioned, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, are part of what is called the Northern Triangle in Central America. And the last few years have been very infamous for their high crime levels. And that's one of the reasons why this enormous flow has been coming basically since the Obama administration. Let's look back at the crisis of the unaccompanied minors, which happened right in the middle of the second term of the Obama administration and put them in the uncomfortable position of having to deport a lot of minors. And this has basically now transformed itself into a migration of families with kids.
I want to give a listen to White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney this week, echoing the president's concerns that some of the blame here falls on those countries in the Northern Triangle.
Mexico could help us do it. They need to do a little bit more. Honduras could do more. Nicaragua could do more. El Salvador could do more. And if we're going to give these countries hundreds of millions of dollars, we would like them to do more.
Is there a case to be made that those three countries could be doing more to prevent people from fleeing across their borders, ultimately going to the United States border?
They could be doing more. If I may have a little bit of a background here, the aid for this to these countries just in the last 10, 15 years has it was called the Merida Initiative. Mexico wanted to get involved as well. So the U.S. was giving money to Mexico. And then during the Obama administration, Mexico took even a more active role in the sense, instead not just of receiving aid, but helping to give aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And it took another name under the Obama administration, but basically it was the same plan. The Obama administration also, when it was faced with the influx of unaccompanied minors, also tried to create different programs to increase development, to try to avoid the outflow of migrants, and also created a program for some of these kids, which was not very successful because it was very difficult to do, to ask for asylum while they were in their own country, something that did not really go very well because it was just a very difficult bureaucratic thing to get done and to get accomplished. And Trump ended that program. Now there's been talk about restarting it again. But these countries could be doing more. El Salvador seems to be better prepared. Actually, only recently, some of the Trump immigration DHS officials had been praising El Salvador for their work and for trying to diminish migration to the U.S. And now, let's not forget that only last week, right before Trump came with this threat, which is made good on the yesterday, Secretary Nielsen was in Central America and signed what they called a historic agreement to try to limit the people leaving the country, trying to fight crime, mostly gangs. This has been the biggest concern for the Obama and the Trump administration. Let's not forget that the MS-13 and the 18th Street gangs, which are the ones that dominate mostly in El Salvador, are basically American exports. These gangs were originated in California in the 80s, and with the deportation of many of these people, they went back and they reformed in El Salvador, and now they're sending kids back with links to the gang, and they basically reestablished themselves in the U.S. But yes, they could be doing more, and that's basically what the Trump administration wants them to do.
Talking to Fernando Pizarro from Univision, talking about some of the latest issues on the U.S. border. So far, we're focusing on aid cuts to three Central American countries. And now, Fernando, the president talking about shutting down all or part of the U.S.-Mexico border. What would that entail? What would go into a decision like that?
Well, today he said that he would do it 100%, but now he gave a condition. That's what he said this afternoon at the White House. He said that he wants a deal with Congress. So he's bringing back the idea that Congress should have to do something, which, as we know, last year that did not work for him when he tried to put out some options in order to get the DACA, this deal for Dreamers, and fixed in exchange for money for the wall. And the money for the wall has been the big obstacle for him in Congress, as we all know. But the Department of Homeland Security yesterday announced that they were going to be basically moving some of their assets, personnel to the border, CBP, Customs and Border Protection agents, which also includes the Border Patrol. They would be moving them to some of the ports of entry in preparation for what eventually could be a closing of the border. But apparently some of the advisors at the White House have been telling him as well that it may be disastrous economically. But today he said security was more important than trade. Now, what could this mean? Is it a total closure of the border, or is it some parts of the border? At this moment, we're not very clear, and the president said that he hasn't put a date on it. So we'll see. I mean, this is obvious. Even Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell gave his opinion today, said it would be absolutely disastrous for the economy to close the border. So right now, it's still kind of a threat, but he could do it. He's not the first president that would close the border temporarily, but it's something that obviously cannot go on for a long time.
Talking to Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision, looking at some of the latest developments on the immigration front, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think the president is right to cut aid to Central American countries, saying they're not doing enough to stop people from leaving those countries and heading here to the United States, or do you think that could be counterproductive? What do you think of the idea of shutting down completely all or part of the U.S.-Mexico border? What should the U.S. be thinking about as a long-term solution for the immigration system? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Fernando Pizarro of Univision, looking at President Trump's threat to close the southern border and the decision to cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think that cutting aid to those countries would be an effective way to get them to try to slow migration to the United States? Or do you worry it could be counterproductive? What do you think of the idea of closing all or part of the border between Mexico and the United States? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Bring on a caller now. Tom is with us in Port Wing. Tom, hi.
Hi. Hey, I have a question as far as we have spent millions of dollars enforcing the border between Guatemala and Mexico, which is where, you know, these Central Americans are passing through. How much of that $500 million went towards enforcing the Guatemala-Mexico border, where Mosquito Indians were the real subject for the Mexican government to keep out of Mexico?
Tom, thanks for the call. Fernando, is that this money we're talking about, or is that a different money, security at that border?
Well, I unfortunately cannot answer the question specific. It's a very good question from your listener about the specific amount and how much of those $500 million. Let's remember that some of the money that was spent from the Merida Initiative back from the Bush administration and then on to the Obama administration were among those lines about every year or so. So some of that money went to Mexico as well, that it would improve their you know, security or border enforcement in the southern border. But let me give you another figure, if I may. The Migration Policy Institute here in Washington released this information today that Mexico has deported more Central American migrants than the United States did, for instance, in fiscal year 2015, 2016, and 2017. So basically that Mexico has accounted for 55% of the 1.2 million deportations of Central American migrants carried out by the U.S. and Mexico combined. So they have been trying to do this, but for Mexico also, it is a difficult situation. They've been trying to give all these humanitarian visas that were announced by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He just took over in December, so it's a fairly new administration. Now, the tone and the rhetoric by President Trump has changed dramatically with Mexico, because we all remember how his campaign began and the tone that he had with the former president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, was pretty antagonistic throughout his first basically 2 years. But with the new Mexican administration, he had a very good relationship so far. He had toned down his rhetoric, and let's not forget that also in the middle of that was the renegotiation of NAFTA, which still has to be, you know, ratified by the U.S. Congress, the new United States, Mexico, and Canada agreement. And all this rhetoric was also toned down by the White House when all this basically the three countries signed this new agreement. So now Trump has basically has begun to attack Mexico one more time, like he used to with the previous president. So now Andrés Manuel López Obrador has had a very careful relationship with the White House, and he's tried not to antagonize Trump. The only thing that the Mexican government has said so far is that they do not respond well to threats. But right now, we don't have the same level of antagonism that the White House and the former Mexican president had in previous months.
Let's go to another caller now. Donna is with us in Menominee Falls. Donna, hi.
Hi. Well, my comment or my question is, we have a common problem here. The United States has these people immigrating in, and it's tough on us. But they also, you know, these countries also are losing decent people, and they're going to be left with all these drug lords and everything. Why don't we sit down and talk about our common problem and what we can do to solve it together?
Donna, thanks for the call. So have we tried this kind of international summit, U.S., Mexico, the three Central American countries we've been talking about?
There have been talks. There were talks even during the Obama administration, when the first crisis of unaccompanied minors hit in mid 2014. So there have been talks and try to solve this issue. Now, the Trump administration, as we all know, has taken a harder position on this. Basically, as we all know, the rhetoric on immigration that the president has. So I think there is a bigger issue here at stake, which is what to do with these migrants that are leaving these three countries in droves. The situation there has become desperate for many. I do think that there is a certain agreement in Congress and perhaps in public opinion in the U.S. that there is a crisis, whether it's a national emergency or not, that would be a political issue. But there is a crisis of these people that keep on coming to the U.S. and are using the tactic now of asking for asylum to be let into the U.S. The Trump administration's argument is that more than 80% of these asylum claims end up not being true. That's kind of hard to believe. So many people come here because of fear of being killed, of being exploited by gangs, and basically because of insecurity in these three countries. But something should be done, and at this moment there have been talks, as I said before, but nothing has really seemed to have been working at this level.
Thanks a lot for that call, Donna and Fernando. We'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for Univision. He was with us to talk about the State Department's decision to cut aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, and the president's renewed threats to close the U.S. border with Mexico. There's still time to share your thoughts on these issues. Tell us what you think. Email ideas@WPR.org, or as always, you can tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.